Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and for Shabbos Tazria, Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 2 of Nazir, Mishnayot 9 and 10. Hareini Nazir, I'm a Nazir. V'Nazir, and I'll also be a Nazir, Kishyeli Ben, when I have a son. So Hitchil Mone et Shelo, he begins right away to count his own Nazirot, that first Nazirot, V'Achar Kach, and afterwards, during this time, Nolad Lo Ben, Mazel Tov, he has a son. Mashlim, he completes, Lashon Shalom, Shalom, Shalem, Shlemus, is completeness. He's Mashlim et Shelo, completes his original term, V'achar kach, and afterwards, Mone et Shel Bno. He starts counting the term of Nazirut for his son. Now the Mishnah brings a related case where he did this, he made the vows in an opposite order. Hareini Nazir, I'll be a Nazir, Kish Yehili Ben, when I have a son. V'Nazir, and I'll also be a Nazir regular. Now he's put the son's Nazirut, the Nazirut linked to the birth, first. So what does he do? Mone et Shelo. He starts counting his own Nazirut. After all, he hasn't had his son yet. Ben. And afterwards, during this count, his son is born. So Maniach et Shelo. He leaves over his counting, his personal Nazirut, Mone et Shel Bno. And he starts counting the Nazirut corresponding to celebrate the birth of his son. V'acherkach Mashlem et Shelo. And afterwards, after he's finished the Nazirut term related to his son's birth, he finishes his up. Now, the Mefarshim, the commentators, differ in their explanation. Rashi and Tosfot seems to say that he just finishes up the term and then brings two sets of offerings for the completion of both. Whereas the Rambam seems to say he would have to restart that term of Nazirut that was interrupted because you really have to have a minimum of 30 days of hair growth to end a Nazirut. So a partial Nazirut, you know, 30 days is not just the minimum default term, but you have to have 30 days of hair growth to actually do the finishing offerings and finish that term. Let's go on to Mishnah Yud. Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir lichshihili ben, when my son is born. V'Nazir mea yom, and I'll also be a Nazir for 100 days. So the first Nazirut linked to the birth, that's a regular 30-day Nazirut. So what happens? Nolad lo ben od shivim. If his son is born up to day 70 of his 100-day counts, what's going on is his son's not born yet when he makes these vows. So he starts counting that 100-day Nazirut for himself, you know, right away. And then when his son is born, since he placed that first in the order, he should stop counting his personal Nazirut and start counting that. So if it's up until day 70, lo hifsid klum. He doesn't lose anything. Meaning he's counted up to 70 days of his 100-day Nazirut period, then he stops that, counts the Nazirut for his son, who was just born, Mazel Tov, and then resumes. So after counting the 30-day Nazirut for his son, he resumes counting his own, and he has 30 or more days, so that's enough to take a haircut on. But the Mishnah explains the contrary. La'achar shivim, if the son is born into day 75 of his 100-day Nazirut term, soter shivim, he loses those days. The days he counted, he loses. There's no haircut on less than 30 days of growth. And this sounds actually like the Rambam that we mentioned on the last Mishnah, that an interrupted Nazirut, again, as this Mishnah says, if the remainder of the interrupted Nazirut is less than 30 days, you got to start over, at least for 30 days, because you need a 30 days worth of hair growth to do the concluding ritual and then take the haircut. Yeah. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat Shalom.